everybody, it's Riddlebox again, and today I'd like to talk to you about, I guess it's more like tell you about how I got started with Linux. My story goes back to grade school, actually. The first computer I ever played on was an Apple computer in grade school. We mostly just used them to play Oregon Trail and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. That was pretty much all I did on a computer all the way up until high school. My freshman year was 1994, and actually I had no interest in computers at all, and I even paid other kids to type my papers for me. I remember typing in the computer lab and using WordPerfect, you know, I think everything being DOS-based at the time, we were mostly in the DOS interface. I didn't really use the shell too much, Windows 3.1 or anything. And then in 1998, my senior year, I had a teacher that told me if I wanted to do something during study hall, she would give me a pass to go to the computer lab and create some flyers for her. So I reluctantly took that opportunity and went and started to learn a little bit about Microsoft Office, I think it was 95, and I just kept playing more and more with it, and then that year we actually got our first computer in our house. It was an old Packard Bell IBM clone. I think it came with Windows 95 on it, and then I bought Windows 98, the upgrade disk, and upgraded it to 98. And started talking to people online. We actually had a 28.8 connection, modem connection, dial-up, and I started reading a lot about computers, and I found IRC, and my stepsister, who was also getting into computers and IRC at the same time, started talking to people about Linux, and we both looked into it and everything, and she eventually faded away from it, but I kept reading more and more on it, and really liked the idea of free software and everything. Those days, like I said before, we had a 28.8 modem connection, and I spent my evenings talking on hash Linux help on Freenode, and actually ended up talking to someone from the Philippines, and I was telling them that I would love to try Linux, but couldn't download it because of our modem connection. It would just never happen. He asked for my address, and a couple weeks later, I had received a CD in the mail with Red Hat 6.0 on it. I tried to install it a few times, and had some problems getting it to work, getting X to work, getting certain things to work, and every time I would reinstall Windows again, and then I would keep Windows around long enough until I figured out what minor issue I had with Linux, and then I would reinstall Linux and kept just trying it. Eventually, I was able to get everything working, even the dial-up modem worked. I was pretty excited. I jumped online, went into IRC as root, because I had never read anything telling me not to. And right about that time, a couple minutes after I pulled in or entered into hash Linux help and announced that I had finally gotten everything working on my Linux install, my computer quickly shut down. And then I rebooted and checked everything and got back online and popped into IRC, and my Linux box shut down again. And I started looking into everything and found out that there were ports that I definitely needed to disable in order to stop people from being able to get into my system. After that, I pretty much stuck with Red Hat. I went to Best Buy, a store here in the United States, and actually purchased Red Hat 6.2. I think I paid $40 for the set, which came with a sticker to put on your desk, and that sticker had all these command line utilities, and a short explanation of the utilities, and that really helped me a lot. I actually still have this on my desk, and I look at it quite a bit. From there, you know, I had a lot of trying times because it was the RTFM times of Linux, where anytime you asked a question, you heard RTFM, and that's it, you know, or really sharp answers. People just didn't want to help you too much. It was a difficult time to learn it. I eventually ran into RPM hell with Red Hat and moved on to Slackware, which I ran Slackware for a long, long time, and then moved on to LibreNet, which was basically Debian that had a lot of utilities and a control panel to make life easier for you to administer it. And sadly, the main developer died, and his son didn't keep the project going. Then I just started distro hopping. I tried Mandrake, SUSE, Red Hat, went back to Slackware. I think I even tried Caldera or something like that. I ran College Linux for a while. Started to actually get into their community and was working with them on a control panel like LibreNet had. And that project just kind of fell apart. But after that, I went to Ubuntu, and I stayed on Ubuntu for quite a while. And I recently switched back to Fedora, and I have no problems with Fedora. I actually like it better than Ubuntu. And that's where I'm at right now. I just deal with Fedora, and I'm happy. And that's pretty much the story of how I got into Linux and what I've been doing lately. So that's it. Thank you, and please contribute to HPR and help put some shows together. If you have any comments or anything, you can reach me at james.middendorf@gmail.com. That's MIDDENDORFF. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.